tale of a wee piece of tale lost in Soho evening summer. And we take you over first, however, in a camera flush of flash of greased lightning pubes to Parliament. The Presidium is sitting on its fat pinstripes. And they're sitting there and they're judging and they're tearing things up and they're pulling things down and they're destroying and they're creating and they're destroying, they're creating. Mainly they're destroying. And they're all full of sodden with liquor and the quilted minds and the quilted seats are rotting and creaking and squeaking and creaking and groaning. And one of them in particular, we focus on one of them in particular, and he's really out of his skull. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's thinking about getting away from it all. He's thinking about getting into it all. He's thinking about not going home tonight. And to his charred wife and his charred supper and his charred children, everything's charred, except for the railway line, which is flooded. And we're going, staggers down the stairs into the arms of his waiting chauffeur, and kisses him gently on the fly and says, Jeeves, Jeeves was his name, Jeeves, I want you to take me home, but first of all, I want to go through Soho and see some of that sin that we've been trying to get rid of, some of that terrible evil sin. I want to see it. I want to see that depravity before my eyes. And they're driving through Soho. And they're driving through Soho and everything's walking by and everyone's killing each other and people are staggering with knives out their backs in the cafes and things and wine is pouring out of the windows and blood is pouring out of the gutters and hands are clutching out of the drain pipes and it's all completely swinging together. It's London.